Hi, everybody. We're going to start today with some basic definitions from anatomy and physiology. And this information is found in the, I guess it's in chapter one of your textbook. So we're going to get started. You can follow along as well with your lecture outline. So the first thing I want to talk about is what is anatomy and what exactly is physiology? How are these things different? Anatomy is the study of the internal and external structures of the body and their physical relationships among these structures. In other words, where are they located and how are they perhaps connected to one another? It's the kind of questions of what and where, so the names of organs and where they're located. Physiology, on the other hand, is the study of how these body structures perform their vital functions. So these are going to be questions that have more to do with why or how. How do these organs work? Why do they do what they do? And how are they interconnected? So anatomy is kind of a cut and dried sort of a study. Once you know it, you sort of know it. Physiology is a little bit different because you have to think more in three dimensions, sometimes four dimensions. And the reason for that is that physiology has to do more with systems. And so you're looking more at how these different organ systems, for example, influence one another. If there's a change in one organ system, how is that going to affect the other organ systems? Now, another important concept is the link between form and function.